Salmon runs on the Upper Columbia River were halted by dam construction back in the early 1940s. On Tuesday in the House Agriculture and Natural Affairs Committee, a hearing was held to ask for federal support of plans to restore the salmon populations. First District Democratic Representative Derek Stanford is the sponsor of House Joint Memorial 4014.
Now is a good time because there's an ongoing renewal of the Columbia River Treaty, and there is new technology available so that we can get fish past the dams without having a significant impact on hydro generation.
The measure calls for exploring ways to reintroduce the fish behind the dams and provide passage for them to migrate to and from the ocean. Republican lawmaker Joel Kretz testified that he liked the general concept but felt left out of the discussion, which would impact many in his 7th district.
Some of these things I think need to be really looked at in a collaborative way between everyone affected. And since it's only my district affected, you know, I'm offended not to have been part of this at an earlier point. I'd like to work on this, but there's some tremendous impacts to counties, to tribal government, to basically every individual above those dams if there's ESA listings up there.
Bill sponsor Stanford said he welcomed Kretz's input on the plan, and tribal officials tried to reassure Kretz about his concerns with the Endangered Species Act. Spokesman for the Upper Columbia United Tribes, D.R. Michelle, said the concept does not involve using endangered species of fish.
It is our intent to use non-ESA-listed salmon runs, specifically summer Chinook and sockeye, that return to the Okanagan below Chief Joseph Dam.
The legislation would not carry the effect of law, but only be a request for the feds to support such a program. It was not expected to come up for a vote before the Friday deadline for bills to make it out of committee. We received assistance from TVW in obtaining audio from the hearing. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.